This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It has been an interesting week. But you know what? All is well. All is well. It's been a gorgeous week. We've had just some spectacular days as far as weather goes. I mean, today it was just amazing today for being in June. I was going to get up and go for a walk this morning because I've just kind of slacked off running for a little bit until I can get some new shoes in. I have those ordered. They're supposed to be in today. But it was like 50 some odd degrees this morning, 51, 52. And it's just been beautiful, beautiful today. Sun's been out. It's, 75 degrees at this point. I mean, this is like San Diego weather. It's just gorgeous. I was going to the bathroom and I looked out and I saw one of the sub departments inside my department. They have three people in there, the database side, and I saw they were all sitting outside around the table and were having their meeting outside in the sun. I thought, well, there's a brilliant idea for you. And I talked to the administrator or the manager for that department. And I said, hey, I saw you outside. We're having a meeting. She said, yeah. She said, I just figured we didn't need our laptops. We just had some things to talk about. I figured we might as well. I said, well, I think that's a brilliant idea. So, yeah. So that was cool. But we've had those types of days. It's just been just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Of course, I've been doing my thing where I go outside when I get home and just kind of tilt my head back and take a moment just to breathe and let the sun bathe my face for a few moments. And man, it's been a beautiful day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All is well at work. We did do the big rollout on Friday. A few little bumps here and there. I wasn't involved in the rollout. There were a few little bumps here and there, but you know what? They made it through. That continued on into Monday. There were a few little bumps here and there. Had a few little things we had to get taken care of, but that's okay. We made it. We made it. And step at a time. We're just sort of waiting for, you know, we did a deploy of some K2 objects and we learned something important. We learned more. We're better now, so you don't delete steps from workflows and try to do updates in process. It's better if you wait and make copies of workflows and forms. So because what happened was is we did a big deploy yesterday of all the forms and heard from one of our users today and said, are you working on this form? Because I don't seem to be able to actually do anything with the workflow anymore. And turns out we had deleted that step from the workflow that she was on because the form was running on the old workflow, which is expected, except now the form doesn't know about that step in the workflow, and so it doesn't actually present anything to do with the workflow. It's a long story. But we got that all cleaned up and got the... Thankfully, it was just a few little workflows and going, and so we could just delete them and restart them and get that done. And, you know, it's all fine. It's fine. It's fine. All is well. But anyways, and we learned some things. That's the important thing. So the book is going fine. Books are going fine. I've paused book 11, and I'm editing on book 10 now, and that's all proceeding along as it should be, and things are good there. I did have an interesting and new experience that I thought, well, I'll just tell you all about it just for the sake of documentation, because you just never know really where your life is going to go. And the fact of the matter is that none of us know what the future might hold for us. And worrying, being concerned about the future really isn't going to change the fact that we don't know what the future holds for us. You know, we just go a step at a time and we meet whatever challenges come our way. So Friday, we were doing this big rollout. And I was, you know, I could feel a little stress about that. It was certainly something that was on my mind. I was praying for the programmer, mainline programmer, Rusty. The, oh, Lord, help Rusty. Hope everything to go fine. You know, if this didn't go fine, there were a whole bunch of people who weren't going to get paid, which would have been bad. But money did go out. Yay. And now we're just kind of waiting to see what other potential problems there were. There were a few things that needed to be fixed here and there, but Rusty does an excellent job, and you know, he got those under control. And so, you know, we think those are going okay. And you know, so Friday I was just editing. I was dragging in all the beta edits and getting ready to do that. I had cut away from book 11, and so I was working on book 10 now, doing all those edits, and everything seemed to be going fine. I did something that was a little unusual. I did on Friday, I thought, oh, it's getting to be about, you know, 2:30, 3, 2 o'clock. I need to get my coffee, because I don't like to drink coffee after 3 p.m. because it wakes me up in the morning, which I proved that again last night. I actually drank coffee past about 3 o'clock and just had a little bit to finish off, and I finished that off at 4 o'clock and yesterday afternoon, and sure enough, you know, I popped awake about 5 o'clock, and I'm like, why am I, oh, I drank coffee yesterday. So I like to get that done about 3, and I think I was running a little late on the coffee, and so I just went out and got some coffee, and I just grabbed the empty bag on last Friday, grabbed the empty bag out of the freezer, what I thought was an almost empty bag, and I just dumped what was in there into my little thing that I do the pour over with, and a little screened bucket. And there was 2 days worth in there. It was 2 days worth. But I looked at it and went, ah, it's probably fine. And so I did a pour over. So I had made some really strong coffee. I had made some strong coffee. And it was just 2 cups worth of liquid, but it was probably 4 cups worth of caffeine. And I had guzzled it down. But I thought, oh, I feel fine. And I don't know, 4:30 or so, I checked to see if where we were as far as running stuff, and it looked like we were a little behind, but I thought, well, you know, Rusty will work on it. He's got all weekend, so that's fine. Maybe it's just not going as smooth as it could. So meanwhile, my wife had texted me, and she had said, hey, instead of going out tomorrow night, why don't we just go out tonight? Because I'm already in town, and then tomorrow night I can just stay home and work on some things. I said, sure, sweetie, that's fine. So I said, what time? She said, oh, about 6 maybe. I said, that's fine. I got to do a little yoga, and I'll grab a shower, and I'll head in. So went up, got changed, did a little yoga. Hopped in the shower. I remember taking a shower. I remember doing the yoga. Hopped in the shower. And then I vaguely remember, apparently after I got dressed, I texted my wife and said, and I have the text, I texted my wife and said, okay, well, just a second, as long as I'm here, might as well read the text. So I vaguely remembered uh, So let's see, Sarah. So I said, cool. She had texted me and she at 5:54 and said, okay, I'm parked in guest parking at the church. I texted her back and I said, cool, remind me again what I was were doing. Which, you know, that was not great, but at least the pieces were there. And she texted back and said, meeting at church at 6 to go eat. And I said, yes, heading in that direction. I vaguely remember typing that, yes, heading in that direction. Apparently, I called her shortly after that. Just after 6, apparently I called her and said, and I don't remember that any of this that follows. Apparently I called her and I was driving and I said, okay, I don't want to alarm you, but I said something like, I don't want to alarm you, but I think I'm in trouble. I said, I can't remember where I'm going. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I sounded apparently a lot like my dad did when he called me that one time. But he was 95. And I'm 60. So, you know. And so she said, well, where are you? And I said, well, I'm just passing Crystal Cave. So I still had that piece. She said, well, put me on speakerphone. So I put her on speakerphone. And she said, I'll just, you know, just keep talking to me. And so we just talked all the way in. And then, so she made me get in her van, and apparently I could still follow orders. I still knew who I was. And she said, I'm going to take you to the hospital. And so apparently on the way down to the hospital, I was just sitting in the passenger seat, and I was praying in tongues, which that's good. So I still had that peace. And I just kept saying, crap, I need my brain. So apparently I knew I had gotten disconnected somehow. Took me down. I don't remember going to the hospital. I don't remember getting admitted into the emergency room. I don't remember any of that. They came in. Apparently they took me for a urine sample. I don't remember any of that. They came in, they took blood. I don't remember that. I actually asked my wife later, I said, okay, at any time did I turn belligerent or mean? Because that's something that's important to me. Because my philosophy is that if you truly live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh, and not just fake that you're living according to the Spirit, that even when you begin to lose your faculties, that you will nonetheless live in the Spirit, because you've trained yourself to do that. And she said, well, you were sitting in the car going, crap, I need my brain. But she said, you weren't belligerent towards anyone else. And she said, you weren't really mad when you were saying it. It was just, you know, you were a little frustrated. I said, okay. So anyways, they ran tests. They did this. They did that. They, you know, couldn't find anything wrong with me. That was about 6 o'clock. We went down there. By 8:30-ish, I have a memory of looking up at the clock in the emergency room where they had me, and it's saying 8:30. And then looking over and seeing that the board said that it was, whatever it was, July the 6th. Was it the 6th? 7th. July the 7th. I remember the board saying that. And apparently at some point in there, Lizzie had come down, my daughter had come down to be with my wife, and she had texted Alan, her hubby, and said, okay, Dad just said that he can feel pieces of his brain coming back online, and that sounds just like Dad. So she said he must be starting to feel better. And somewhere in there, I was, you know, I had another friend who came down, and they were, we were chatting, and they said, while I was having those conversations, I was repeating myself, like I had dementia or something. And then somewhere in there, I mean, I just felt everything reconnect. I was, you know, really kind of foggy brain. It's kind of and then it just went click, click, thunk. And I thought, hey, there I am. Okay, I'm back. So then I was back. You know, and I could hold a coherent conversation, and I wasn't repeating myself anymore. And I remember looking over at one point, and they were kind of nodding and going, yeah, okay. My brain was really tired. It was like I had been thinking really hard, you know. And that tiredness continued. I got home and checked and saw that we had finally gotten through all that, you know, all the major stuff, but we still didn't have the financial reporting stuff uploaded, which, as it turns out, it wasn't part of the process, so it was never going to upload. But we got that taken care of on Monday. And so I was really tired, though, so I went to bed a little early. I canceled my breakfast for Saturday morning, kind of slept in, went for a walk Saturday morning, did some editing. I was still having a little trouble focusing. And by a little trouble focusing, I mean I couldn't do two things at once. So normally when I'm editing, because I'm just transferring information over from the beta edits, I can run a movie in the background and it's no problem. I can read through the sentence and go, yeah, this needs to be fixed here, and just transfer it across as I go, which is my normal way of doing that. And then I do a full read through where I've got to have my wits about me and focus. And I was having a little trouble with that Saturday morning, so I put on some worship music in the background, and that helped. And then, I don't know, it was about noon, about 1 o'clock, when I felt like everything kind of just settled. Finally, just really settled. And I was like, hey, there I am. So then I put on a movie. And I feel like I've been back ever since. So, you know. But, I mean, I've, you know, people have wanted to hear the story, and I've told them the story, and people have said, wow, that must have been frightening. It was like, nope, I don't remember it. I have no memory of it. Wasn't frightening at all. Because it was just like, click, and I was, I was gone. Because I had just lost the ability to convert that short-term memory into long-term memory. I apparently still had long-term memory, but I was having trouble accessing some portions of the long-term memory. And I wasn't getting really anything moving from... Hey, Fox, am I too close? I'm getting my mail, but I'm too close. One moment, gotta back up. I think these are my new shoes. I don't normally order running shoes, you know, from Amazon. I usually like to go try them on, but I read a bunch of reviews on these shoes, and I just thought, well, you know, we could either drive down to Branson, or I could just give it a try, because free returns, don't you know? So I decided I'd just go ahead and try it. We'll see how that goes. So, anyways, you know, it was fine because I really didn't know anything was wrong. And I just kind of woke up. It's interesting, though, because we've talked about the fact, I've talked about the fact that the flesh is going to stick in the knife and kind of twist the knife anywhere it can to get you to second guess yourself. And so all this week, I have dealt with kind of that backward thing in the back where it's like, oh, you just don't know what you're doing, oh, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's okay. I mean, it was interesting because this week I was also looking to resurrect a project that we put on hold 3 years ago. 3 years ago we put it on hold, and we put it on the on hold when I was in the middle of changing some stuff. And apparently, I didn't leave myself extensive notes, which I usually do, but apparently I was just kind of looking around, and then I got more and more and more involved, and I thought I had left it at a good stopping place, but I was in the middle of some stuff, and it was, not only was it that, it was weird because in the meantime, the databases that I was setting up for this particular tool had gotten moved to another server, and apparently got restored to another server, but not with the latest version. So, it took me on and off through the week as we were dealing with other stuff, with deployments and all that kind of stuff, to realize that, man, I'm missing all kinds of stored procedures here that should be here. And I found some things in the notes where I should have had those things and I didn't have them, and missing tables. And I'm like, what in the world? So went over, talked to the database people. We went back and we looked on the last backups they had from the old server. And we just took that backup and restored it. And poof, that brought everything back online for one application. But now the other application, because it's a kind of a back office, front office combination. One takes care of the administration of the intelligence on the back end, and then one takes care of the front end stuff. Now the front end thing is not working, but it wasn't really deployed to beta yet. So on Monday, I'm going to have to dig through a few more things and see what exactly, how things got translated. But I can do that. So, the whole time that I'm trying to get this worked out, of course, the flesh is back there going, oh, you've lost it, you've lost it. It's like, shut up. But by now, I've had a week's worth of work, and people aren't looking at me funny when I talk, and so I think we're okay. But it was weird. It was kind of weird. Honestly, the other reason that it doesn't really concern me that much is my daughter Friday night, she was saying, yeah, well, it's about time to think about early retirement. And I said, no. I said, I got things to do. I said, we got more projects to do. It's important. But the fact of the matter is, if absolutely essential, I could retire now. It would mean changing some plans around a little bit, but, could be done. Because with a little bit of shuffling, we could get to what was the original retirement goal without too much trouble. Still, I got 6 more years, and the client that I'm with, if they'll have me for another 6 years, we have plenty to do. We have plenty to do, especially with the fact that our main programmer who did the conversion for this big, big project, he's only 2 years away from retirement, I think, maybe less than that now. So that's why we were pushing to get this done now, because he's got 3 decades of experience with this particular department. And, so it was good to have him there to do all this, plus get it all settled in. And I got a couple other projects that I could really use his help on, because he actually wrote the programs. He and another guy wrote the programs we're going to be replacing. And so it's just good to have him there for that. But then he's going to be retiring, and we're looking at people that we can bring in to shore up that load. And so there's stuff to do. There is plenty of stuff to do. So I didn't necessarily want to retire early unless absolutely necessary. But as of this moment, it doesn't appear that that's going to be necessary. In the process of all this, my son-in-law did come up with something off the internet. And you got to believe that the doctors in the emergency rooms really love it when they come in and someone says, well, I looked this up on the internet. It's like, ah. But there is something called a global transient amnesia. And they don't know what causes it. There's a couple of different things that can trigger it. And that it tends to strike people who are over the age of 50. It tends, excuse me, to strike people who have had some experience with migraines, which I only had one migraine in my life, true migraine, and I knew why that was, because I was drinking too much coffee too late at night and I wasn't sleeping well. So I cut that out and stopped those things. But I have had silent migraines in the past. And with silent migraines, I think I've described this before, it starts with kind of blotches in my vision and I can just kind of feel in the back of my head. There's a pressure in the back of my head. And then it starts moving across my brain and eventually it wraps over my speech centers. And once it wraps over my speech centers, I lose the ability to actually form sentences. I just go into word salad. I know what I want to say, but when I try to get it out to the muscles and the throat and the mouth and the jaw and all the tongue and all that kind of stuff, it just is not happening. And wrong words come out. So, but then I can feel it move forward. And once it gets up to the front of my brain, you know, then that disappears and I'm back. It's a little weird thing. It's also weird if I'm trying to type like emails and stuff, because I have actually been typing emails while I have had word salad and there's a bunch of words on the page, but they just don't make any sense at all. So that's a little strange, but I haven't had one of those in years now. Because I kind of trained myself that if those spots ever started up, I just tell myself, okay, just stop it. And then I just go into really deep breathing and I just do deep breathing until those go away. And I had done some deep breathing Friday. I really didn't see the spots coming. So it's weird. Anyways, global transient amnesia, maybe. The thing about it is that you can have a second episode at some point. But usually people just only have two. And I think what I remember them reading to me is that sometimes there is a second episode, but that's it. So some people have two episodes. Many people just have one. And they don't know what caused it. They don't know. This is all just a simulation. So this is my theory. Well, my son-in-law had a theory and he said, yeah, you know, you're talking about that stuff where your watch is showing you a notification, you know, an hour and a half ahead of time. You need to stop talking about that stuff because somebody just decided they were just going to unplug your brain for a while in the simulation. Maybe. The other thing I was thinking is, well, let's see, Rusty was working really hard trying to get some things fixed about 6 o'clock. You know, maybe they just overall need a little bit more processing power. And so they just deallocated me and reallocated it over to Rusty for that little bit. And then, you know, then I got it back after things calmed down. So who knows? We do exist at the pleasure and the goodness and the kindness of God. At the end of the day, Jesus holds all things together by the power of his will. And we are here to enjoy him. We are here to live noble lives and interesting lives and loving and kind lives. And the whole time I was going through this, one of the things that kept kind of coming back to me, once I remembered things coming back to me, I think there's a passage in Job where Job says something like, will we receive only good things at the hand of the Lord? You know, because God has a plan for us, and sometimes his plans and his devices don't make any sense to us. We would rather that they be another way. But we know that he loves us. We know that he is faithful. And so we just take it one day at a time. We live within that kindness. We live within that grace. And we believe that he's going to work everything out. And it's been a good week. Worked everything out. You know, if I have another episode, I have another episode. Like I said, don't really remember it. So I did Saturday morning sit down. I'd be needing to do it. So I sit down and sat down and did a list of, in case of emergency, here's all the accounts. Here's where the money is. Here's what the password file is. You know, this is the password for the password file. Kind of put that all together and stashed it away just in case. But, you know, it's been a good week. God is good. And I am home. And I'm getting ready to walk out and stand in the sun for a few moments because it's a gorgeous day out there. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.